This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Red Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune. He is a long-time contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Biggsy!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, the Bears got themselves a new offensive coordinator, and and we've been trying to figure out exactly what that means and exactly what his role is. What he's not going to be a play caller, so what is he going to be?
Well, I think we'll need to wait to hear from Matt Nagy exactly what kind of responsibilities are going to be given to Bill Lazor, but I'm sure he's going to have his hand in a lot of stuff in terms of, practice preparation, in terms of hands-on work with players on that side of the ball, in terms of evaluating players in training camp, and then, game planning. That when they put together the game plan, it's not just Matt Nagy. It's a whole group of them, and you certainly lean on your offensive coordinator to be involved in that regard. I would expect Nagy to ask him for some perhaps fresh ideas on the offense, on what went well, what didn't go well, what possible ideas for improvement he's going to have. I'd expect him to ask that for all three new assistants on offense. You know, guys coming in from the outside that maybe don't know what all went into the product that they put on the field, but can offer some suggestions. You know, you've got to look for new ways to improve an offense that was bad across the board in 2019.
Brad, you wrote about this some yesterday, but how does the way the job is structured and how did that affect maybe the type of candidate you could attract or maybe interest in a job that may not involve play calling?
Yeah, well, you got a couple things that don't make the job the most attractive opening out there. Number one, it's a coordinator job where the guy doesn't get to call the plays, that's always going to be less appealing to potential candidates. You know, Pat Shurmur is the guy that the Bears really wanted to be able to hire for this job. And Matt Nagy had a brief time together with him in Philadelphia, has high regard for Pat Shurmur, but the Bears weren't able to lure him in to take the job. And Pat Shurmur's going to go to the Broncos and work with Drew Locke, where he's going to have a chance to, run the show on offense under Vic Fangio. So I think that's the number one thing. Number two thing is, what quarterback are you selling? They've got Mitch Trubisky, and that's not going to be the most attractive quarterback in the National Football League to come, work with. So you had a few things working against the Bears there. I don't know what everyone's perception in terms of potential candidates are for the Bears' situation going into 2020. Is it win or else? I'm not sure, and certainly they've got to be better, and hopefully Bill Lazor can bring in some ideas that they can incorporate, and they can begin to really make some gains on that side of the ball.
You know, the the quarterback
thing. He's had some success working with some guys.
Well, and one of them, obviously, is Andy Dalton, and that's what the next question was going to be. Does the connection there indicate that that's a possibility? And I know you like him.
Yeah, I mean, if they are going to get a legit quarterback to challenge Trubisky, and it's, you know, that would seem to sort of fly against what they talked about at the end of the season. But if they're going to go out there and get the best possible guy to bring in, I think it was back in the beginning of November, or late October, when I threw out the name Dalton to you guys as a possibility. Do you go out and hire a Bill Lazor with the idea of that improving your chances of somehow getting Andy Dalton? No. The reality is Dalton's under contract to the Bengals. So right now they'd have to trade him unless they decide to cut him. Does Lazor perhaps give you a little bit better idea of what works with him if you do land him, I suppose? But I think that's taken too many steps ahead. I still think that if they want to get serious about that position and making sure they can make that quarterback position as good as they possibly can this coming season, that Dalton's going to have to be a guy that they have a real long discussion about. And the nice thing now is Lazor would be able to answer some questions about him that Nagy might have. And Lazor worked with Ryan Tannehill at the start of his career. 2014, Tannehill put up some pretty good numbers for the Dolphins, 4,000 yards passing, 25 touchdowns. The interceptions weren't real high. I want to say his passer rating was around 93. He's been the quarterback's coach for about four different teams. He was with Nick Foles when he led the league in passer rating in Philadelphia. So he's had some success. His resume, he's kind of bounced around a little bit. And certainly the numbers that Cincinnati put up, and before that Miami when he was a coordinator, weren't great. But let's be real. The offensive coordinator of the Chicago Bears in 2020 is still Matt Nagy. Bill Lazor's got the title. But Matt Nagy runs the show on that side of the ball.
Brad, I suggested that the idea of Marcus Mariota coming to the Bears as one of those possible veterans to challenge Mitch would be complicated by the fact that he and Mitch have the same representation. Is that real or imagined?
Oh, I don't think there's any chance that Mariota could come to the Bears because he does have those quarterbacks share the same agent, and that makes no sense for the agent because the agent then guarantees one of their two clients there is not starting. So there's almost no way that they would take another one of their clients to go then challenge another one of their clients for the job. Mariota's just an absolute non-starter for the Bears, no matter how they even evaluate him, in my opinion.
So they've now brought in three new coaches on offense, Juan Castillo, Clancy Barone, and, of course, this hire right now of Bill Lazor. Which of those guys has the biggest effect on the team, and is it weird that they were all out on the street?
Yeah, they were all out on the street. Does that make them bad coaches? Not necessarily. Just makes them guys that got caught in, you know, rough spots. And listen, sometimes there are times when a guy will get fired and he remains under contract that
sure. He
might not look super hard for that next job. Maybe he feels like he needs a little bit of a breather, a little bit of a career reset. Maybe he's got some personal things going on. I don't know that getting paid to not work for 12 months isn't the worst thing in the world. But that is an interesting commonality between those three guys that they were all out in 2019. Who has the biggest effect? I'd say, you know, Castillo's going to be the guy with the most, I guess, power. You know, the offensive line job is considered probably right. The most important position coach after you get past the coordinators. But I mean, truthfully, hopefully all three of them have a significant impact in them being more productive on offense. You know, hopefully Clancy Barone can work some magic, because as you guys know, they were god awful at the tight end position this past season.
Yeah, noticed that. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, Bigsy, thanks, man.
Good stuff.
All right, guys, have a great day.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.